KALW.
So I'm going to try and call the unemployment office and see if I can get anyone to respond.
Thank you for calling the Employment Development Department.
We've been sheltering in place for more than 8 weeks, and some Bay Area residents are nearing their breaking point.
We're currently receiving more calls than we can answer and are unable to assist you at this time. Please try again later.
All right. Well, it was worth a shot.
Others are thinking a lot about life and death.
Last week, I found out that a friend of mine had passed away. I don't know why. All I know is that he is no longer with us.
We'll check in on the Bay Area in another episode of Day by Day, KALW's Quarantine Diaries. I'm Hanat Baba, and this is Cross Currents. It's been more than 8 weeks since the shelter-in-place order took effect, and while parts of the state and the country are beginning to reopen, the end is nowhere in sight for much of the Bay Area. For the last 50-plus days, we've been checking in regularly with some people from around the Bay to find out how they're dealing with these extraordinary times. Today, we'll hear from an 88-year-old poet, an unemployed potter, and a frustrated restaurant owner. It's Day by Day, KALW's Quarantine Diaries.
I'm Banshee Buell, and I live here at Piedmont Gardens. I'm going to be 88 in August. It is a continuing care facility. We have independent living, assisted living, memory care living, and skilled nursing. This is, day 52 of sheltering in place. I woke up to a beautiful sunny day, and that felt really good. And then I had an opportunity to do meditation by Zoom with our spiritual counselor here. And that felt good to have that nice, calm quiet during this stormy, terrible crisis. And then I had a nice walk through the courtyard, and I did over almost a mile. So I'm doing some haiku poetry. I'm just relearning how to do it now. Hydrangeas galore, sprawling fuchsia blooms proudly, take center stage in the courtyard. I don't know if I put in too many words there, but that's one of them.
It's day 53. My name is Victor Tentz, and I'm a journalist in San Francisco. Before I was a journalist, I cooked in the city for almost a decade. But I decided to change careers and go do something I've always wanted to do, which was become a journalist. So I left kitchens and I started working at the front of house, and I became a food runner, which is kind of like the backup to the servers. And working that job allowed me to work less hours, but still make enough money to survive in the city. And last week I got a letter from the owners, and they have asked all the staff to consider these temporary layoffs as permanent layoffs. As someone who was working as a food runner while going back to school on the weekends and finding the free time to balance both and have a life in San Francisco, you think about your last day a lot. That last shift, it's a lot like a graduation. I thought about what it would be like to finally put in my notice and how bittersweet it would be. I really love my coworkers, and I really love the owners of the restaurant I worked for. And even though I look forward to leaving, because it would have meant I accomplished what I wanted to do, I also look forward to my leaving being hard. And I guess I've left already.
My name is Carmen Aguirre, and today is day 53. We just put down our older dog this morning. We were hoping to do this at home, but this morning she was ready to go. And we loaded her in the car and took her to the SPCA and got her on a gurney. And, you know, it's so weird because they're social distancing and they're doing the right thing. It just feels, when you're going through something emotionally like this and you're needing like the warmth and the connection, feels really weird to be across the room from people and wearing a mask. At least we didn't have to socially distance from her so we could hold her while she breathed her last breaths and say goodbye, give her kisses. And honestly, I will be eternally grateful to COVID, as weird as that sounds, because we've been able to be with her the last 2 months at home. And that wouldn't have happened.
My name is Matt Schuster. I'm the chef and owner of Canela Bistro. Today is day 54. We got the loan from the SBA, and from the moment it hits your account, the clock starts ticking. You have 8 weeks to use 75% of it for payroll and 25% for rent and expenses. So it's kind of like a use it or lose it scenario. You know, we needed help right now anyway. I mean, like, you know, we're all working like crazy, like 6 days a week. But none of our old employees wanted to come back because nobody wanted to go off of unemployment. You know, this is an industry where people don't get paid time off. So for a lot of people, this is their first time probably that they've ever gotten paid for staying at home ever. I mean, I've had employees that say, look, I want to help you out. I'll come help you out for free so I don't affect my unemployment. And it's like, you know, I appreciate that, but number one, that's illegal. And number two, for me to get the loan money forgiven, it has to be all above board. So March, we were in the red about 15 to 17K, which was in my zone of acceptable. And then April, we ended up about breaking even pretty much, even like a few dollars in the black. But we worked for that motherfucker. And then you break even.
It's day 56. I'm Lindsay and I'm a new parent. Mila and I are out on a walk. Yesterday was Mother's Day. And I didn't think that it was going to bother me as much as it has, but this being my first Mother's Day and all, you know, I obviously was expecting to spend time with family and, you know, for someone to recognize, like, how hard of a job it is to be a parent. But yeah, that's just my thoughts. The other day, Dave, my husband, was feeding Mila. Normally it's my job, but he took over, and I went outside to the garage just for a breather, and I found my old longboard from college. I haven't ridden that thing in over a decade, and I was feeling a little adventurous, so you know, I was like, I'm gonna go down the street with this thing, and I did, and it was so freeing. And you know, I fell off a couple times, but I landed on my feet, and I think I want to do it more.
It's day 57 of quarantine. I'm Hannah, a high school senior. For high school students all across the nation, this week and next week are AP exam weeks. And so everyone around me is just really stressed out, especially because we're dealing with a new format for the exam. So usually it's held in the gym at your school or some big auditorium. All the desks are like spread apart and you're like just scrambling to like write down all your answers. And it's like a 3-hour exam. It's super intense. But this year they obviously had to make some changes. So now it's online. You can use all of your notes and like look over things to like help you answer questions. And then on top of that, it's much shorter. It's 45 minutes long. And then on top of dealing with all of these new adjustments, taking an exam at home is definitely different from taking an exam at school. Like, I was just browsing through Reddit today and somebody, during their AP Calculus exam, their neighbor started mowing their lawn. So they could hear the lawn being mowed while they were doing integrations, which is incredibly distracting.
Today is day 57. I think what I'm struggling with at work the most as a nurse practitioner is having goals of care conversations with loved ones when they haven't been able to see their mother, father, grandfather, grandmother, aunt or uncle in months. So hearing that they might die in the next days to weeks is really hard. And although we can do FaceTime via iPad, they can't sit and hold their loved one's hand. They can't bring them flowers or cards or photos. I feel for those, for my patients. Sometimes I get so frustrated reading the news that I have to take a break from it. I get upset at the lack of a coherent and systematic response from our government. I think they're just not doing enough. Enough to control the spread, enough to support the people who are affected by it. Disproportionately, people of color, people of lower socioeconomic backgrounds. I think right now it feels like I'm in a quagmire, or we are in a quagmire. And it's hard to say if we're still in the beginning stages or if we're in the middle, but I think right now it's just a grind a little bit, day in and day out.
It is day 57 and I did have quite a week last week. I found out that a friend of mine had passed away. I don't know much. I know he passed at home. I don't know why. I didn't ask why. All I know is that he is no longer with us. And they're holding a service for him on Monday the 18th, which also is my son's birthday. So it'll be a bittersweet day. It's really unfortunate, really sudden. He does leave behind two children whom my heart just breaks for as a mother. That is one of the big things of, I don't want anything to happen to me because I am a single mother and my kid, who's he gonna be with? Who's gonna take care of him? My parents, you know, they're older now, so leaving them with my child, if something were to happen, I don't know. It just really makes you think, and it's unfortunate, and it hasn't really hit me. It's very surreal.
Hi there. It's day 57 of the quarantine. My name's Reese. I'm a production potter. And I've been unemployed for about the last 8 weeks, and I applied for unemployment around that time ago, and still all of my payments are still pending with no other reason given as to why. So I'm gonna try and call the unemployment office and see if I can get anyone to respond. I've tried probably already 5 times today. Let's try again.
Thank you for calling the Employment Development Department Unemployment Insurance Online Assistance Center. We are currently receiving more calls than we can answer and are unable to assist you at this time. Please try again later.
All right. Well, it was worth a shot.
Good evening, guys. My name is Lawrence Hollins, and I work with the Coalition of the Homelessness. I sell street sheet papers. Day 57 in shelter in place. It's hurting a lot of people. It's hurting a lot of businesses. It's hurting me. Today, actually, is pretty good. Only thing it is wrong with me now is my tooth. I have a bad toothache, and I've just been trying to get to this dentist. Oh my God. It's hard to get to anything because everything is just closed and you can't go in buildings. You can't do nothing. I'm trying to find me a security job, something to do, because I can't just do the papers all day, especially like on a day like today, a rainy day, you know, and people don't want to touch, people don't want to get close. I usually do the papers at night, but since all the clubs and bars and everything is closed, restaurants and everything is closed at 8 o'clock, you know, it's hard. But, you know, I try to make do. I stay in my car and I go down to the Tenderloin every day and I just talk to people that's in the tents and everything like that. The thing is, they're trying to put people in hotels. They are. But then a lot of people, they go, but then they don't want to because, well, make a long story short, I took a lady to her hotel last night. They have a curfew, which is at 10 o'clock. So she got there at about 11, something like that. And they strip searched the girl. They made her empty her garments out of her purse. For what? I mean, you just coming in to go to sleep. I mean, for me, if I had to go through that to go to my room, I'd rather not go. It was embarrassing. And they told her, the next time she do that, she better bring a note, like she in school. Ain't nothing fly about that, man. There's nothing fly about it. I mean, it's like, excuse my French, it's kind of f***ed up. And be honest with you, if I was in a tent, I'd go to my tent. But once this is over with, I'm a party like this, wait, 2099. I'ma get it in, man. You know what I'm saying? Because it'll be good just to hold and just to see some people and just greet them and just hug them, you know? Because, you know, you kind of miss that. I like to embrace people, I do.
Those were the voices of Vanjie Buell, Carmen Aguirre, Victor Tense, Matt Schuster, Lindsay Sherbarth, Lorenzia Wuryastami, Hannah Nee, Stephanie Saravia, Reese Kolar, and Lawrence Hollins. That piece was produced by Gabe Graben and edited by Angela Johnston and David Boyer. Special thanks to Christopher Agusa, Holly J. McDeed, Lee Romney, Joshua Sorotiak, Sarah Lai Sterland, and Beau Walsh for contributing to that story. And the series is now available as a podcast. It's called Day by Day, KALW's Quarantine Diaries. You can subscribe on your favorite podcast player. Tune in Monday at 5. While we're sheltering in place in our homes, animals in zoos and aquariums are sheltering in theirs.
And we are entering the swamp habitat to feed our albino alligator, Claude, and our 4 snapping turtles, Morla, Jaws, Donatello, and Raphael.
Meet a biologist who takes care of them Monday at 5. And And since we haven't been able to go to concerts, we're bringing local musicians to you. This is Oakland-based singer-songwriter Emily Afton. Her latest EP is called Consideration, and it came out in March. Find more information at KALW.org.
Feeling far from you is worse, and I can't even tell how. Where all this coming from? Feeling up inside me like a time bomb. Feeling like I gotta run, or run, or run, or run, or run, or run, or run.
Today's Cross Currents team includes Janae Darden, Julia Linus Goodman, True Gwynn, Marissa Ortega Welch, and Victor Tense. Our engineers are James Rowlands, Tariq Foda, and Gabe Graben. Content manager is Shirin Adil. Our managing editor is David Boyer. Deputy news director is Angela Johnston. News director is Ben Trefney. Our opening theme music is by the John Santos Quintet, as interpreted by Daoud Anthony. For Cross Currents, I'm Hannah Baba. Yeah,